Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland, his column about the New York City mayoral race unfinished New York City mayoral race. We await for the absentee ballots. There are several days because of the mail delay. However, right now there is a presumptive leader, and that is Eric Adams, a former policeman who is borough president. Dan, a very good evening to you. Eric Adams, of all these candidates, is associated with law and order, it used to be called. Now it's just crime control. Your column reports that that is a story that is needed to be told again in Manhattan, because during the pandemic and these last years, Manhattan increasingly became unsafe. Is Eric Adams a response to that by the people of New York? Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Yeah, for sure. He is a response by the people of New York to the reality of rising crime, shootings, and homicides in New York City. But just quickly put this in the broader context, I'm sure your listeners know that that is happening across the country, in Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., the same phenomenon of rising violent crime. And New York is significant, though, because it has been through this once before. Through the late 70s, 80s, and early 90s, as you well know, the country, the city was beset by crime. You couldn't go out. There were homeless camps along the Hudson River. The incidence of violence on the streets was extraordinary. And I believe it was 92 or 93, we had a mayoral election in which the Republican then, not all that well known at the time, Rudolph Giuliani, our much younger Giuliani, ran against David Dinkins. And Rudy won. And I've often said the only way he could have won in New York City even then was if a lot of people on places like the Upper West Side went into the voting booth, pulled the lever for Rudy Giuliani, and when they went outside and their friends asked them who they voted for, they said, oh, of course, Dinkins. That's the way liberalism runs in New York City. Well, this city has become even more liberal, even more progressive. We had Bill de Blasio as mayor for 2 years. The leading progressive candidate was Maya Wiley, running to the left of Bill de Blasio. And lo and behold, in the first round of voting this past Tuesday, Eric Adams, the most pro-police, anti-crime candidate among the eight significant candidates running, came in first. So it looks as though the people of New York, at least in some parts of New York, John, want their city back.
The puzzle here, Dan, because you mentioned the other cities, the puzzle here is this seems obvious to those of us who agree with the idea that security, crime control is vital for the prosperity of a city. But the puzzle is, why is that not obvious to all these other cities that are experiencing this crime? I look at San Francisco, for example, where the streets are said to be very dangerous and overwhelmed with thrown away needles and people who are desperate, very ill. San Francisco, and I thought, that'll never happen here. But over these last months, I began to think maybe it could. How is it that we can see that, Dan? We're not We just live there, and other people who live there can't see it. Is there an explanation?
I think there is an explanation, a historical political explanation, John, which is that the Democratic Party and the people who have risen to prominence in elective office and the politics of the Democratic Party are different than those who were running things, say, 30 years ago. There was a mayor in San Francisco named Willie Brown, very liberal, very Democrat. That would not be happening in San Francisco if Willie Brown were mayor. It would not be happening in Chicago if William Daley were mayor. It would not have happened in New York City under Fiorella LaGuardia or even Ed Koch. But the new generation of Democratic politicians in all these cities, the mayors are self-described progressives. And I argue in my column, John, that the progressives simply do not know how to govern. They have these ideas, but they don't know how to implement them, or they don't even appreciate the implications of what they are proposing. And just to put this as simply as possible, would, under any normal circumstances, would a mayor of any city or town in the United States alienate their entire police force? That's insane. Nobody would do that. But that's what has happened in Portland, in New York, in Baltimore, and Chicago. And that's because the progressives don't know what they're doing. They don't understand politics the way the former Democratic city mayors well understood.
Eric Adams is a Democrat, a very good Democrat, a lifelong Democrat. Does he understand that? Is he a return to the past?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he was a former member of the New York Police Department, rose to the rank of captain. He served in the New York State Legislature, and he's been the president of the borough of Brooklyn. So he is a product of the state's politics. He's a political animal. And, you know, I never thought I'd find myself, John, saying that we need to bring back career politicians. They do have their problems. There's no question about it. But for the Democratic Party in recent times, as with Bill de Blasio, who incidentally got elected mayor from the position of public advocate in New York, whatever that is, it has been amateur hour. And because of the crime that has occurred under these amateur Democratic politicians, the moment has arrived, I think, to bring back the career politicians. And Eric Adams has stepped forward in New York, I think, at the moment to fill that role.
Did New York get lucky, Dan? Is that what just happened, that we were headed in the wrong direction and suddenly we had an intervention, a divine intervention?
Well, both the divine intervention and common sense. The New York Times published a color-coded map after last Tuesday's New York City election of every neighborhood that voted and for whom they voted. It's quite striking, John. Virtually all of the minority neighborhoods, black, Hispanic, the places with the highest degree of crime, those that are most embattled, voted for Eric Adams. That is in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Queens, and in Harlem, in northern Manhattan. They all voted for Eric Adams. Catherine Garcia, who came in third, got most of the vote south of Harlem in Manhattan. And Maya Wiley, the progressive candidate, only won votes in the white neighborhoods, the wealthiest parts of Brooklyn. So obviously, most of the city that has the most direct day-to-day experience of this violence clearly understands what's going on, and their votes went to Eric Adams.
The prosperity that was here in the 90s after Giuliani's election and the prosperity that was here through all of Bloomberg's administration, is that coming back, Dan, or is it a work in progress?
It's a work in progress. It remains to be seen. We still have a very progressive city council. If Eric Adams wins, ultimately, he is going to have a big job ahead of him. But I think what he can say and point to is that under Rudy Giuliani and Mike Bloomberg, New York City had 20 years of peace. In fact, arguably, it was the safest major city in the entire world. 60 million tourists a year would come to New York City. You could go anywhere when this city was not beset by crime. And I think that's what most New Yorkers want to return to. So in that sense, I believe if he wins, Eric Adams will have a mandate to make the changes that are needed.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing the column Wonderland. But the election is not over. There are ballots to count. There are challenges that are potentially possible. And there have been instances where in ranked voting, number twos win. So we wait. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At WashableSofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine-washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit WashableSofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.